The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, Chartered Financial Consultant and President at Financial Dynamics and Associates. Thanks for tuning into the show today as we talk investing, finance, and retirement with Isaac, serving you here in the greater Richmond area. If you've got questions or concerns anytime throughout the program, make sure you give him a call at 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. And it's good to be back on the show. It's been a while since I've been here. Isaac, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Just had a call come in, and I just wanted to confirm if anybody has any concerns today, please know. I've said this a few times before that I will not put you on the radio show. It's just simply an opportunity for you to have a chat with me one-on-one, learn about our team, our company, our office, which is a new office right here at 288 Powhite Parkway that we've been in here for just over a year, almost two now. So definitely doing well. Hopefully we'll see some improvements, but we'll talk a little bit about that. I hope you're doing good as well.
Yeah, I'm doing very well. And I will say this, I saw on the news, I was going to get your, just kind of your take on the market in general, but I don't know if you caught this, but Tesla has now replaced Toyota as the world's most valuable automaker. You think Tesla's a good stock? And what's your thoughts in general?
Yeah, Tesla, along with, I would call, almost a few other technology and let's say on the verge stocks like Amazon, you've seen a lot of growth in certain companies due to the coronavirus. But Tesla's been very interesting in the fact that they're just having breakthroughs in a lot of different industry hotspots, you know, of course, SpaceX and so forth. Of course, any stock that's gone up is fast. I would almost caution to say how much more will it go up. But, you know, listen, momentum's been on its side. I'm sure short sellers are trying to jump in, but every time they've jumped in, they've been burned here, I'm sure, over the last few months as well. So let me just say this. I think in the bigger picture, if you have speculative money and if you have a situation that you want to be able to look at a stock or two, what we try to do here at our firm, and I think it's important for everybody to know this, is how much money would you be, quote, comfortable with on the speculation of a stock or two stocks or three stocks? You don't want to put yourself in a place where you're doing that with money that you feel like you're going to need for your retirement, your lifestyle. It's nice to be able to hit that home run, but you know, occasionally, if you strike out, you don't want to feel like you're going to change your lifestyle, have to go back to work. So again, those are the main things that we do here, is to be a voice of reason. But again, for all of you on the show today, feel free. I've been on here for years. Most people here know me locally. To be able to be helpful, 804-777-9999. But can't argue with the performance of Tesla stock so far, I will say that.
Yeah, no, very true. I was going to ask you, I noticed, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun today here with one of our main topics. And so classic TV shows have really had a comeback during the quarantine, people just watching these old classic shows. Have you done any of that?
Yeah, it's interesting that especially, and I would say maybe not so much here as of late, but definitely in the throes of when we were all on lockdown, I did notice, and I actually read a nice article about a lot of the classic TV shows coming back into vogue just because people appreciate kind of the good-hearted nature of what used to be, and hopefully we'll rekindle that. But I definitely caught a couple of older episodes of various shows. I saw a Mork and Mindy show.
There you go. Happy Days, I've seen,
Green Acres, I saw. Of course, Andy Griffith's show. But
right,
anyway,
right.
It's sometimes it's nice to watch a 30-minute show and be like, man, that was good quality TV per se.
Yeah, and so what I thought we could do, Isaac, have a little fun here, is I'm going to give you some classic TV characters from some very famous shows everyone will know, and really kind of dissect just quickly the mentality of that character when it comes to a financial standpoint, and whether or not you've kind of encountered some of these in your practice through the years. So I'll do this
okay.
First one; it'll make sense. So we'll
okay,
start
I'm with you. I'll follow you along as best I can.
All right, here we go. So we'll start with the Jed Clampett. Okay, Beverly Hillbillies, right? Classic show. This is that person who got rich quick and maybe doesn't know how to handle the money, whether it's, you know, obviously he struck oil, but let's say it's something from like a legal settlement or an inheritance or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of times, and we see this now because we're finding, and again, this is not a bad thing, but a lot of people that are unfortunately passing away are leaving larger and larger sums of money to beneficiaries. And when we meet with their kids, and I'm not talking about kids who are like 25 years old. I mean, these kids are in their 50s and 60s because their parents lived into their 80s or so.
Right.
Well, they're in a very critical point because they got to understand how to be able to take the money, number one. And depending upon the type of taxation that's involved, whether it's a retirement account, a brokerage account, some money gets stepped up in basis, which really helps from a tax standpoint. Other money doesn't. And also, I will say, too, they're not taking the time to integrate it into their own financial affairs. They're almost looking at it as a bucket of money. And not always. I want to be clear. I mean, there's people that are respectful of money that's inherited. And,
sure.
And I think there's nothing wrong with spending the money. I think you just want to have that integrated into a financial plan, your own financial plan. So if you're someone who is inheriting a larger sum of money, if you're someone that anticipates inheriting a larger sum of money, it's good to almost have that somewhat planned out, not necessarily dependent upon, but planned out, and we can help you with that. So 804-777-9999. If you're hearing my show right now, you're listening to me, you can call, leave me a quick message. Happy to call you back and talk to you about it, because if you don't make good decisions there, you may literally get eaten alive in taxes, and you may be spending more than otherwise you would if you had maybe, again, a more of a stable mindset around the amount of money that's coming in. So
exactly.
I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. No, definitely. And so do you identify with that type of character, you know, the Jed Clampett? So you'll see where I'm going with this now. So we'll have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, no, that's good. I love it, man. That's good stuff.
All right. So I Love Lucy, classic show. We're going to go with the neighbor, Fred Mertz. Do you remember him? The guy across the street, really kind of a grumpy.
Kind of the overweight. Always upset dude.
Yeah, he's tightwad, and he was always
okay,
trying
that's
to
a better word. Yeah.
Yeah, he was always trying to skimp out on like paying for things whenever stuff would come up on the show, whatever scenario Lucy and Desi got into. So this is that person that is always looking for the financial shortcut. They're always worried about the cost. I'm sure definitely we see that in the financial world.
Man, you know, it's funny you say this, because I used to watch this back when, I mean, I'm talking about like late 70s, early 80s,
sure, yeah.
Through school, staying with my grandmother. That's one of her favorite shows. But yes, Fred, lovable Fred. You know, I think when it comes down to somebody that wants to be tight, I think it's nothing wrong with being very diligent about your money and understanding and having a good outlook on what I would say is fees and expenses related to anything that you buy. But there comes a point that you don't want to have paralysis through over-analysis. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like the conversation that's ultimately missed when it comes to being somewhat, let's say if you're in this financial realm, a do-it-yourself, or you haven't hired somebody, you necessarily don't know if you have built any trust with somebody to help you financially. We disclose all of our fees. We disclose our relationship. We disclose the value proposition so people understand what they're paying for. And I think 9 times out of 10 in our industry, that should have been done many, many years ago. But now, regulatory-wise, it's being forced into our industry. Now, granted, I'm not saying that you're going to find some bad apples still. Of course, every industry is going to have that. But we operate as fiduciaries, and we're going to continue, and we've been doing this for years now, of laying out a value proposition that under most circumstances, when people walk in our door, they feel pretty comfortable with, and they understand that we're really goal-oriented to be able to keep a relationship through their retirement years and helping the money being transferred out to beneficiaries like we just finished discussing. So again, lifestyle planning, family planning, having somebody, sometimes it's nice to have somebody that's not in the family to help, let's say, moderate decisions. That's what we're here to do. So if you are a type of a Fred Mertz, a do-it-yourselfer, I wouldn't call you a tightwad because I understand a lot of times it may make sense for you to do that. It's just something to keep in mind. As you get older, if you have a stroke, if life as you know it is different, and you've been somebody that's done all the work, what happens when you're not around? That's why people come in and spend time with us. So if you're hearing me today, feel free to give me a call. Happy to talk to you. 804-777-9999.
Okay, good job with these. So you're doing fantastic with these classic characters. And yeah, great point. You know, make sure, like anything, folks, we're having some fun and trying to do some analogies. But if you have questions or concerns, before you take action, always check with a qualified professional like Isaac. 804-777-9999. All right, I got to do this one because you mentioned the Andy Griffith Show. So I'm going to pop up old Barney Fife. Everybody loves some Barney Fife. Fun guy, just quirky guy, very, very self-important, right? He wanted to feel more important than sometimes maybe he was. Nothing wrong with that. But he loved to talk a big game. Of course, we all know he had the one bullet and all that kind of stuff. But from a financial standpoint, he definitely was a big dreamer kind of guy. And if you think about that personality, but he didn't have a lot of organizational skills, I guess we could say, right? Sheriff Andy. Yeah. Andy was always the one kind of organizing things. So what if you're a Barney?
He was the calm in the storm.
He was the calm, right. And Barney was the loose cannon. So yeah, take a financial spin on that.
Yeah, no, I think what you just said actually makes good sense. Barney, he talked a big game. He always wanted to do great things. But when it really came down to it, you know, the story of him only having the one bullet, it wasn't even in his gun. It's in his shirt pocket.
Right.
The financial realm of this is, you know, Barney had big dreams and goals, but he didn't have the self-discipline or the organizational skills to see those goals happen, to make those goals happen. You follow me? So to me, I think that the trade-off here is this, is I think in a lot of respects, I think, including even me, when I think about things and certain, you know, just certain things that I do day to day, it's good to be able to have somebody that can be a sounding board with a relationship generated that really builds over time to help you accomplish those dreams and goals. You know, going out running a 100-meter sprint typically doesn't mean you're going to get to the goal. I think you have to have a longer term. I mean, really, for most of us here, retirement is a marathon. So you have to have a consistent model and methodology to be able to create goals that are attainable, number one. And also, it feels great when you attain them. So, you know, if you think about it, how many of you on the program today have tried to reach a goal and you didn't quite get there? And it starts not only becoming frustrating about that goal, but it kind of parlays into your attitude and other factors of life. But on the flip side, if you were able to accomplish that goal, it really builds that momentum. And I'll be honest with you, I think having some good momentum with all the crap that we've dealt with here this year, I can't tell you how important that is. So I've said this many times before, but again, please take a minute, give me a call. I'll call you back Monday, Tuesday, whenever you're available. Because right now, I think it's a great opportunity to have a relationship driven around accomplishing goals. So feel free to call 804-777-9999. You can also text the word help if you want to text me. I'd be happy to return your text and set up a time to talk as well.
All right, folks, we'll take advantage, jump on there. If you're one of these kind of classic characters and you had a little fun with that, but you feel as though you do need to address some issues, get on the calendar and have that consultation and conversation with Isaac. Call 804-777-9999 or text the word help to the same number, 804-777-9999. You can also stop by the website at financialandestateplanning.com. That's financialandestateplanning.com, and we'll be right back after this.
You can turn that dial, or you can make the right choice and keep listening to the Retire Right Show. Let's get back to the team at Financial Dynamics and Associates.
Back here with us for the second half of the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, Chartered Financial Consultant and President at Financial Dynamics and Associates. Get on the calendar for a review by calling or texting 804-777-9999. You can text the word HELP to 804-777-9999. All right, so We're going to do this segment here. We've got a couple minutes to talk about the good news and bad news portion, if you will, Isaac. And I was thinking about this and setting this up in the way when I had heart surgery a few years ago. We've talked about that on the show in the past. My doctor came in and said, I got good news and I got bad news. He said, the bad news is you have to have heart surgery. The good news is you're so young, you're going to heal very fast, you know, so on and so forth. So it's, you know, we do that a lot as people. We do the good news, bad news. So I have a couple of those for you, financially related. And I'll let you kind of break these down for our listeners today.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so the bad news might be this mutual fund hasn't performed very well, but the good news is that the fees are pretty low.
That's almost a trick question
in a way.
A little
bit, right?
I've actually mentioned this for those who don't know. I'll teach a class every month or two over at John Tyler. And a lot of times we've been sold on the story that go for the lowest fees. Well, you know, especially in today's world, I think everybody has seen good and bad news. Of course, when you watch the media today, it's nothing but that. But when it comes to financial planning, I think there's been a stronger argument than ever before about having people that can help you actively manage and balance out different asset classes in a portfolio. So for example, you may have a mutual fund, let's say, I'll just say Vanguard, because they're historically known for their low fees. Now, I'm not saying performance-wise, good, bad, or indifferent, but in this example, let me just say that, you know, it may not be a bad idea to have money historically that was in a low indexed, very low fee fund, diversified somewhat or a portion of into something more actively managed. We're in an all-time low interest rate environment. It's hard to make money in bonds. It's hard to probably even make money overall in any type of fixed income instrument. So you just have to have maybe some different strategies that require active management than just buy and hold. And I think that's a very strong argument right now. We've shared that again with somebody not too long ago here, actually, that agreed in a great capacity because historically they've been passive investors, but they realize that in today's environment, you better have somebody that tactically goes in and can maybe bring some ideas to the table. So without being long-winded, in a way, don't let the fact that a good low-cost fund be a situation that you feel like you're stuck in. You may be able to have some options outside of that. And, of course, in 401ks and retirement plans as well, you know, having some options is always a good thing.
Yeah, and a lot of times we'll think about these low fees and we'll kind of resign ourselves to that and think it's okay. But again, what's the value you're getting for it? You know, the cheapest hamburger is not always the best hamburger, right? So sometimes
That's a good point.
You know, you want to get some good value for what you're paying because there's no free lunches. So make sure that that kind of those checks and balances are there. All right, so another good news, bad news. The bad news is that you don't have enough money to pay for your nursing home care. But the good news is that Medicaid will step in.
Well, this is on a little bit of a different topic. But yes, you know, that's kind of sometimes what you hear. And especially for those, what I would say, in the net worth category of, let's say, $250,000 to over $1 million.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot of money. And don't get me wrong, $1 million is a good chunk of money. But the cost of care right now is going up so fast that before you have Medicaid kick in, you have to spend down basically all of your money. I mean, you're out able to keep, and there's certain rules where a spouse can keep a certain amount, but basically you're going down to a very low amount of money if you fall in those kind of what I say investable asset brackets of 250 and higher. So keep in mind, Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care. Nursing home care will outright come out of your pocket unless you have insurance that specifically is for long-term care or maybe some other type of investments, products that do offer some long-term care benefits. And those are things that we can walk through. I think the good news is in our industry today, there's a whole lot more opportunity and options to consider how to cover care, even if you're on, let's say, care for 1, 2, 3 years. I know there's horror stories where care can be forever, you know, many, many years, but just know the good news about Medicaid stepping in doesn't mean it's necessarily good news. It could be bad news because that basically means you are broke. And when you're out of money, you're out of options.
Yeah, great point. Absolutely. Well, you know, in this time that we're in, and we opened up the show discussing the market just a little teeny bit when we kicked things off, obviously that dominates the thoughts and the conversations and the news headlines a lot of times. So my final one this week is the bad news is that your portfolio just lost 40%. The good news is that, well, it'll come back eventually. And we hear that a lot, obviously. And, you know, kind of does. You know, it definitely does. But what's your time horizon to get there, right?
Well, and here's the issue, and then we can, you know, talk a little bit about this, you know, and go as far as you want here. But, you know, everybody did have a drop back in the first quarter, at the end of first quarter. And in most circumstances, if they left money in the market, it may have been down up to 40%. 30 to 40% wasn't uncommon. It's crazy how fast things rebounded. But again, this is very similar to what I saw in 2009, where we're at the bottom of the market. And within, you know, say 12 months, I mean, things were recovered and people went to cash. People were scared. People didn't necessarily have a financial plan. They wanted to time the market, and it really hurt their overall returns long term. And I kind of look at where we're at right now today, and you know, there's talk about another double dip. There's another talk about another bear market. And then every time you turn around, when that information comes out, especially this has been kind of consistent over the last two or three, 4 months, mm-hmm. you know, the market's been kind of shaking all that off and continuing to go up. You know, and I mean, I'm not saying that where we're at today is where we're going to be at next month or 2 months or 3 months from now. But we'll see. I mean, right now we're getting a lot of money in the system from the Fed, and we're having a lot of things happen where there's a lot of faith in the market because of what the government's doing. So just keep in mind that what I would say is this is, if you have made large swath type of decisions where everything went to cash or vice versa, you really should be working with somebody that can help maybe moderate some of those decisions. If you, again, are a very speculative person and you feel like you can time the market, then great. I mean, do what you will, but I would just say that that's maybe not the best strategy with all of your money. So, you know, I'll leave it like that. I want people to realize from a portfolio planning and investment planning perspective, we offer, I think, a really nice package of understandable ways to be able to monitor and maintain a risk profile and talk you through maybe some of the scarier times to where, not saying that you won't make changes. I'm not saying, hey, just leave it alone. Things will be fine. No, you need to be aware of how to be able to go about doing that, where you're not sitting there timing the market with all of your money. That's simply what I'm trying to get through. So if you have any concerns about your money, if you have any concerns about your retirement, and maybe having somebody that can be alongside you, that will care about you, that can help you along the way, feel free to reach out, Financial Dynamics and Associates. Talk to me, Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999. We have a great team that can support you in a lot of different respects, from helping you coordinate with tax and legal professionals. We outsource and we work with plenty of professionals on that front. And again, financial planning, when it comes to specifically growth and lifestyle planning and retirement, that's what we're here to do. So we want you to feel like when you start moving towards those directions, that you're not what I would call sitting home watching The Price is Right or overly watching some of the shows that we covered here earlier today. But Mark, I think these have been really nice topics to talk about. And I know our time is pretty close to being up, but good stuff today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thank you for having me back on the show, and I enjoyed my time here. And it's a little fun to do something a little bit different, but still kind of discuss these things that we all deal with every day in and out. So take advantage, folks. Get on the calendar. Isaac, great offer here on the radio program. Take advantage. Let them know if you'd like some help, you want to get started. It's really easy to do. Just call 804-777-9999. You can call or text the same number. If you text, send the word help, H-E-L-P, to 804-777-9999 to get started today with Isaac Wright and his great team at Financial Dynamics and Associates. You can also check him out online at financialandestateplanning.com. Isaac, thanks for your time today, my friend. Hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll do it all again next weekend.
Take care, folks, and we'll see you next time here on the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.